On the shores and under the water of this resort town on the Sinai Peninsula, tourists see none of the violence the region has become known for in the news. Egyptian officials say they hope to return the tourism industry by next year to its pre-2011 glory, when the industry pulled in more than $12 billion in a year. Egyptian Tourism Minister Hisham Zazu.
In February 2015, I will tell you that tourism is starting to return to its numbers. This is my hope, and this is the challenge.
Analysts say that's a daunting challenge, as the industry relies on an international perception of safety in Egypt at a time of continued unrest. Lebanese-American University professor Sami Berodi.
Tourism is a very important but volatile sector. So you cannot pin your economic strategy on a sector that one or two bombings or one or two, basically, assassinations may impact adversely.
For Egypt to alleviate widespread crushing poverty, Berardi says the country needs to invest in industry and export goods. But unlike the export business, he adds, Egypt's tourism industry already has the infrastructure and expertise in place.
So we have to bear in mind all the investments that have been done in the tourism sector, all the jobs in Egypt that are tied to tourism. And, you know, the government cannot but give high priority to this sector.
But economists say even if the government persuades visitors to once again come to its cities and onto its shores, the country will still need foreign aid to keep afloat after political turmoil that brought down two governments in 3 years. Marwan Iskander is a senior economist at Bank Faran and Chiha in Lebanon.
It's not enough to help Egypt to take off because the events that took place from 2011 till 2013 had hindered the growth of the economy significantly.
Protests and clashes continue in Egypt, threatening to dial back some of the recent successes in the tourism industry. On the other hand, Iskender says new markets are opening up, with a large increase of Russian tourists to Egypt in recent years. And tour guides here say, despite the insecurity, they, like the Nile, will endure. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Cairo.